while we're on the air, did you get the cycle touring bug now? Are you a cycle tourist? Or a bike camper?
Well, I sold my bike because we had to pay for it. It was really sad. She was named my old girl. So I'd be like, come on, old girl, we can do this. We could do this. So I kind of have a mix mash of bikes. I don't know if you, I did an interview with Bike Portland.
Bike Portland
earlier, and I have an old, my favorite bike is actually a Huffy.
Yeah.
It works.
That's the thing, it does what you want to do. There's a lot of snobbery around, and snobbery is usually unfounded.
It's a pink and purple Huffy that my parents gave me. It's like my first adult bike.
Right, and who doesn't like that, right?
I love it. It's like my body like grew up around it. You know, it's just it fits me, and you know, she goes everywhere I need her to, and but we don't go maybe as far as we would on a cycle cross. It's like pretty thick tires, but
yeah, no, it's one piece at a time.
Yeah,
and the right tool for the right job. That's the right tool for just having fun and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a three speed. It's fun around Portland, but I am wanting to do, and like my sights are set on the next one, which might be in a couple of years, but doing a salmon cycle up the Columbia River.
Nice.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And that's just a great name ride, too.
Have you done it?
Yeah, a couple times. Up the Highway 14 on the Washington side.
Yeah.
If you catch it on the right day, you've got amazing tailwinds because all the winds coming up the gorge in the summer off of the ocean.
And not too scary with traffic?
Not too bad. I mean,
if you catch it there.
Once you get out, well, what is it? I hit.
Which is not always a good thing.
Once I'm there, then it's fine.
I took 14 going west from North Bonneville, and like once I hit Canby, it was pretty nasty. But like it's all city around there. But.
And then once you hit the 205. It's like a missed exit thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed an exit. I thought I was going to have to take the bridge. I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't have to. That's good.
Yeah. But if I remember, like, when you guys went out on your first cross-country tour out to Colorado, pretty much anything east of North Bonneville is just empty.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the towns get way smaller, and the views get a lot prettier. Until you get to the end of the scenic area, you got like the National Gorge Scenic Area. They have a lot of the fancy signs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Then they have a big sign that says "Leaving National Scenic Area," and it just gets really ugly. I still like it because I like desolate places, but it does get really ugly. So yeah, but like trying to think, what's the like Patterson and where the bridge to Umatilla is, like out in that area. The river like widens out and kind of gets a little swampy on the shores, and it's really interesting to see it that way because I'm used to seeing it like here in Portland as like this big raging river, but it's more like an inland sea up there. But tons of great stuff to see, and then the Snake River as well. So so if you do that, you should get in touch with us and let us know, because it sounds awesome.
Get a whole pot.
You could hire a tour guide,
I used to work in a lot of quality stuff, so like a lot of the different
there we go.
Tribes and the different groups you work in the Columbia and stuff.
So Did you, was it like the entire Columbia or just certain parts of it?
Well, I work for Columbia Riverkeepers, so in theory we had the whole Columbia, but
Gotcha. And the source is, it's like that lake up in British Columbia, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of up high. And I've always wanted to do either maybe like a bike tour from like the headwaters of the Columbia down to the ocean or something like that.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about as many of those. Right, exactly. The entire way. You can just coast the entire thing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming out. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for being interested.
How was the coffee to milk ratio?
It was perfect.
Okay.
I
No, no, that's okay. I understand. I realized I never put milk in my coffee, so I'm not sure exactly how much is supposed to go in there. So,
yeah. It was good.
Excellent.